This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you're a woman who's been a victim of a sexual assault and the assailant has ran away, wouldn't you rather talk to somebody who is trained in helping you deal with what you're dealing with, as opposed to somebody whose main training is that they know how to use a firearm, right?
That, folks, was Keith Ellison, former head of the DNC turned attorney general of the People's Republic of Minnesota. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. He's trying to convince you that you don't need police in the event of a crime. And he's chosen an interesting crime, the crime of rape, sexual assault. And he says to a woman who's gone through something like this, something traumatic, and he says, wouldn't you rather have somebody talk to you that cannot solve the crime, cannot protect you in the future, cannot make you feel any form of comfort, except she can deal with your mental anguish that you're feeling in the moment of the assault. KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Now, I'm going to give Keith Ellison the benefit of the doubt and say, sure, there might be, maybe I'm wrong. You know, I'm just going to go with my own personal logic here and say, you know what I want in the event of a crime, any crime? I want a cop. Let's use attempted murder, because if it was murder, what am I going to care? But just, let's just use murder. Let's say somebody came, killed me. Do you want a social worker? If you're my family member, go, oh my God. Now, I'm presuming you're going to cry over me dying. But if you are crying over me being dead, are you going to say, where's that social worker? Or are you going to want cops to come out and figure out what happened and possibly catch the criminal? See, I don't know how you guys feel, but in the event of an assault of any type on my body, I don't want to talk to some head doctor or head, not even a doctor, somebody that goes, hey, listen, I know what you're going through. I went through college. I am trained in the art of social justice. And while, I grieve for you, let's understand the circumstances of the criminal too here, right? He probably didn't have parents. He was raised in a very bad environment. Let's not blame him. Let's not jump to conclusions on this particular person. Because that's the social justice warrior, the social worker that you're going to get. Somebody that's going to try to placate you by saying, look, it's not his or her fault for doing whatever. So what, she ran over you in her car because you had a Trump hat on? Look at what you did. Boy, this is look, it doesn't get much crazier than this, people. It doesn't get much crazier than this. Don't call a cop. That's the rationalization that Keith Ellison wants to use to defund the police force. Go ahead, Minnesota. Defund the police force. Go ahead, L.A. Garcetti, get rid of your police force. Go ahead, New York. Watch what happens. Folks, I hate to explain this to you this way because I am not that smart, okay? I mean, I'm pretty smart, but this one doesn't take a whole lot of brains. If you defund your police, your crime rate is going to go up. I do know that. I'm smart enough to know that. I'm not trained in all the things that I need to be in order to be considered the brightest dude in the world. But I can apply common sense better than most people. I'll tell you that much. If there was a degree for that, I'm a PhD. Unbelievable. This is the craziest time of my life. If you had said to me, growing up, Kevin, this is what they're going to want to defund the police. I mean, what logic could you possibly use there? And just so you guys are aware, because I don't want you to feel bad, this isn't going very well for the left, this idea of defunding the police. They're losing a lot of traction. Yeah. Support for the police is growing. In fact, we got a lot to talk about because there's a lot that's breaking in this whole Durham report. And I want to make sure you guys know that I'm not going to be a one-trick pony today talking about cops. Even though Bleeding Blue is streaming live at bleedingbluemovie.com. Go watch it. And here's what I want you to do. I've been bragging about this movie since we made it in the latter part of 2018, and we four-walled it. I'm telling you, if you don't believe this is one of the best documentaries you've ever watched, then send me a note and chastise me. But you're going to love this film. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. So I hope you will go to bleedingbluemovie.com and go check it out. Everybody's been, when, Kevin, when's it going to be out? When's it going to be out? It's out. It's out. So anyway, we are going to talk about a lot of other stuff because there's a bunch of stuff happening now that's got the Democrats scared, and they've got a new strategy. So we are going to focus on that. But I cannot get away from the idea of defunding the police and what these people are saying. And I got to drive this point home. And I'm going to do it today. But you're getting it. Support for the police is indeed growing. Oh, you know, there's one other topic I've got to discuss today. I hope we get to it. I'm definitely going to try. Being healthy is now considered racist. Yeah, your health. I'm going to make a list of the things that leftists say are racist. I'm waiting for the day when they say eating fried chicken by anybody other than a black person is racist. I'm just waiting on the day. We've got black holes are racist. We've got math is racist. We've got all kinds of stuff is racist. You can have racist dog whistles that you don't even know, like making the okay sign. That's racist. I'm going to make a list of those one day so we can go through them so you can see the ridiculous nature of racism in America, the most heterogeneous country on the planet, and everybody wants to continue talking about race. And I talk about it because I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm going to talk about it till the left stops talking about it. I tell people all the time, I am happy to work myself out of the business of discussing race. We have many, many other things that are much more important. This economy, the stock market, you wanting to buy a home, move a job, put your kids in a better school. I mean, we have so many issues. And I'm not talking, they're not bad necessarily. These are good things. You now have a choice. I was fortunate enough to scrape together enough pennies to send my youngest son to my alma mater for summer camp because I want to make him a man. But I'm telling you, wouldn't have been able to do that in the time of Obama. We got a lot to talk about. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats got bad news looming. Bad news. I told you. Look, if you've been listening to this program any length of time, you come here and you feel good. You want to know why you do? Because I'm already looking into the future for you. I'm making your job easy. You could do it, but you're busy, right? You're raising your kids. You're living your lives. And you come here because you say, you know what? Kevin thinks along the lines that I think. And if he's going to go ahead and do all the work and project into the future for me, I'm going to pay attention. So I'm glad you do. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255 is how to reach us by phone. And I'm talking about the support of the police. You know what cops mean in your life. Look, none of us want a cop in our lives. I mean, being honest, you're going along, you're doing whatever you're doing. Every now and then you go, I'm just going to roll through this stop sign. You know, I'm going to maybe take some liberties with this red light. Maybe occasionally you run a red light, right? You certainly speed. Don't lie. Come on, you speed. And every time the lights come on, you're like, oh, brother. And it's a cat and mouse game with them, right? I absolutely love that law enforcement's out there. I just hate when they're enforcing it on me. I do. When I get a ticket, the first thing I think is, oh, man, these suckers got me, right? But It's not their fault that they have to enforce a law. I don't look at it and go, these suckers got me. They ought to have better things to do than come out here trying to write me a ticket because I'm driving 80 and a 70. I just go, you know what? You got me. There's a rule. I get it. We're trying to be safer. Yada, yada, yada. You got me. And I'll pay my ticket, whatever. I've rarely decided. I fought two tickets in my life, and one of them I deserved, and I still fought it. But other than that, you know what? You got me. I'm going to do my civic duty, and here's your $35 or whatever it is. But I don't like it. But I don't get mad at the cop. He's got to enforce it. So there you go. So we get it. And I'll tell you who gets it more than the media wants you to understand, is black folks get it. We're not stupid. You think we don't know the level of criminality in our own neighborhoods? Look, the level of criminality in my family may be a secret from you, but it is not a secret from me and my family. We know who the crooks are in my family. I'll never forget. My cousin-in-law, married to my actual blood cousin, and he comes over to me when I got money, when I started making money. And I was, my man asked me, she says, what kind of money do you make as an engineer? I just graduated college. And I was like, I don't remember what it was, but it was like $40,000 a year. It was a lot of money, in my aunt's eyes and in my family's eyes and, professional career. And, I was designing, at that point, I was designing currency equipment. And so my aunt was like, that's a lot of money. And my cousin, who is this dude is a street urchin. I mean, name is Johnny, little bitty dude. But Johnny was street smart. And Johnny pulled me aside. He said, come in. He said, come in, cuz. And he pulled me aside. And here's what he told me. And I will never forget this. He says, cuz. Now, this guy's 10 years older than I am. He says, never let anybody know how much money you make. And I looked at him like, but I'm proud of it. And he goes, especially family. He said, you remember that? And he walked away from me. This is a streetwise little dude that was like, don't do it. Don't let them know. And he's right. Because the minute you do, everybody's hitting you up. Hey, nephew, auntie could use some money, to do this, that, and the other. And, oh, yeah, well, dirty, country bumpkin. I'm just all happy about it. Just saying. Cops, we know we need them. Black folks know we need them the most. We call the cops 7 times more than white folks. Watch any TV show. If Hollywood mimics reality, guess what they show? And by the way, if it's a reality show like Cops or First 48 or Live PD or whatever, guess what? You're going to see cops interacting with blacks a lot more than they interact with most other people. Outside of traffic tickets, traffic offenses, you start getting into the nitty gritty, the violent crime, and you're going to see a lot of interaction with black folks. Anyway, they said, and one of the first signs that a backlash has begun against police protests, a growing number of people are voicing their support for law enforcement, especially in their neighborhood, and shifting away from the defund effort sparked by Black Lives Matter marches. I'm going to make you a prediction, people. You ready? Because I do these often. If you do the show, jot them down. the defund police is going to die. The Black Lives Matter movement is going to be a massive embarrassment to the companies that are promoting it, and you're going to watch them step away from it. These sports teams, the NBA, anybody that decides they're going to put BLM on their stuff is going to watch everything decline to such a degree that they're going to have to rethink it. And again, it will be an embarrassment. And you'll start to see, I'll let you know when you start to see the little signs. This is one of them. This is one of them right now. People are shifting away from defund the police. And this is Rasmussen. 66% of adults say they oppose cutting the police budget in their community to channel money to social services. This is a scheme by the leftists. That's up from 59% last month. 7% have already regained their sanity after losing it for a while because they now say, wait a minute, this is a stupid idea. Now, what do you think is doing that? And for the record, What do you think that's looking at for guys like Joe Biden who say, yeah, let's move the money away from the cops? What do you think it's doing for the leftists who are saying, let's make these neighborhoods less safe? This is all playing in Trump's favor. These are Trump numbers, in case you're not getting what I'm telling you. Rasmussen said 23% favored defunding the cops where they live. That's down from 27%. So we've got two movements. One that says we now just want to stop cutting the budgets. That moved up 7 points. The people that wanted to defund it has dropped 4 points. That's an 11-point swing. Anybody that does this type of stuff for a living will tell you that is not good news for the bad guys. And you know what's driving it? The bad guys. Because the bad guys aren't looking at this and saying, look, let's do this. This would be the smart move. Let's reduce crime for the time being. Let's make people think that defunding the police is the way to go. Let's make it safer for everybody temporarily. Let's let them implement all this, and then when it's done, boom, we come back in. They're too stupid for that. So what do? They do exactly what human nature tells them to do. Go commit more crime while the getting is good, as my grandpa would say. And that's what they're doing. And they've scared the living daylights out of people. And that's why you're seeing the trend. Defund the police, dropping. Give more money to police, leave it alone, going up. And that's what's happening with Donald Trump. And don't think he doesn't know this from internal polling, but he also knows it from this other thing. This thing that we practice quite often here on the Black Sphere Radio Show. Well, it's the Kevin Jackson Show now. That is common sense. And you know it as well. And by the way, this isn't just a white thing. 57% of black people oppose defunding the police. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's call for a payroll tax holiday will not be in the next coronavirus stimulus package, but the tax cut could turn up in a future bill. That's according to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. As far as what's in the upcoming bill, the Treasury Secretary telling CNBC,
the president's priority is about kids and jobs. We need to be able to get kids back to school safely. The Democrats had $100 billion in their HEROES Act. We've increased that to $105 billion. Some of that money will be dependent on schools reopening and money used so that it can safely reopen.
Mnuchin also saying direct payments to individuals will be in the bill, but did not specify the amount paid or eligibility. This on the news that the Labor Department says initial jobless claims topped 1.4 million last week, the 18th straight week they totaled more than 1 million. USA Radio News. As the protests continue in Portland, Oregon, now the protesters are revealing what they're exactly after. A group of protesters telling the city's Democratic mayor what they're looking for. Their demands include defunding the Portland Police Bureau by at least 50% and reinvesting it in the communities, especially the black community. They're hoping to free all the protesters from jail and get federal law enforcement out of Portland. They also want the mayor to resign. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are taking notice, and Republican Senator from Texas introducing a bill that says,
if you attack a federal courthouse, the answer ought to be you're going to be arrested, you're going to be put in jail, you're going to stay in jail a long time.
Senator Cruz speaking there on Fox News. A Senate committee moved to ban the use of TikTok on government devices. The Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs unanimously passed the bill that was proposed by Senator Josh Hawley that would ban government devices from using the Chinese social media app. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joining us now, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Joe, I want you to listen to this exchange between Fox News anchor Bill Hemmer and DOJ spokeswoman Carrie Kupik, and then we're going to talk about it.
Is John Durham, when will there be news on that?
Well, we hope to see a report by the end of the summer. Obviously, this is a criminal investigation. The goal is not a report. It's a criminal investigation. But certainly there is a story to be told there. The American people deserve resolution. And frankly, justice deserves resolution.
Okay,
justice
but you
needs
say
to be restored. And that report, I think, is going to be really pivotal to the restoration of that one-tiered system of justice.
So we should see a report by the end of the summer. Are you hopeful?
I am. I'm a little surprised by the notion that John Durham is going to publish a report before filing criminal charges. That's really fascinating to me. When I was an independent counsel of the United States investigating the Clinton passport scandal, I decided whether or not to bring charges. Then I filed my report. That's the usual sequence. So it's pretty obvious, and that was actually a very surprising bit of public information from Carrie Kupik. So apparently the plan is to issue a public report about the nature of the coup d'etat and what went into it before criminal charges are filed. That's going to set up an interesting series of legal challenges to any charges that are brought later by suggesting that the report prejudiced potential jurors. But I'm all for it. I hope they issue the report as quickly as possible and that criminal charges follow thereafter. I'm fascinated by the sequence, but I'm delighted that it's happening.
Yeah, this has always been one of the prevailing mysteries about what precisely Durham would do. As you said many times, Durham's job is not to create a report. It's to produce indictments. And we're right. Expecting those. It could very well be, Joe, that these things happen at the same time in concert with one
yes.
another.
Of course. That's exactly what could happen. You've got it right, Mitch. I have suspected all along that Durham was going to do his best to get something done by September. Actually, I suspected it would be June, and indeed I knew that that was the timetable, but the COVID-19 virus put off some grand jury appearances, and I do know that they are in negotiations with some people for some guilty pleas, so it may very well be that some guilty pleas occur initially at the same time the report is issued. Uh-huh. They may piggyback those together simultaneously.
You just said you know that some people are negotiating on guilty pleas. Do you know anything on the status of John Brennan, whose name has routinely come up as not yet being interviewed, but potentially soon being interviewed by John Durham?
No. And in fact, Brennan would be the last person in the world you would interview. You would only interview somebody like Brennan, who is believed to be the ringleader in the initiation of the false counterintelligence investigation of Trump and his campaign, you would only interview him less because he would be the chief conspirator in a criminal conspiracy, not a political conspiracy. It was that as well, but it was also a criminal conspiracy to violate the civil rights of a number of people. So Durham would be the last person, and you would only interview him after some people had pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate.
Right.
So you could do what they did to General Flynn. Bring him in for an interview and hope to entrap him in a lie. But I can tell you this, Brennan will never agree to be interviewed. He will never make an appearance before a grand jury. He will take the fifth because he doesn't have any choice now.
Ooh, only after some people had pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate. Now, that was Joe DeGeneva. I met Joe. He's a cool cat, and his wife when I was up in New York. And this is a no-nonsense guy. You know, he calls it like he sees it. And Joe DeGeneva would be saying this if we were talking about Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or George Bush. It doesn't matter to him, nor would it matter to us. I can tell you, if this had been done to Barack Obama, I would still be telling you guys, I'd say, look, guys, this is the biggest sham, and I don't like this dude, but what they are trying to do to him is unbelievable. It should not be done to any president of the United States. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm telling you, when it gets to the point where a guy like DeGeneva is now doing media on it, you got to believe it. Now, the other day, I played a guy that said he was listing the indictments. And I don't even know who the guy is. The guy, they said his name was Mike. I played it, and I told you guys, I don't know if this is true. Then, pardon me, I played another clip where I believe it was a CNN or an MSNBC clip where essentially the same thing was being discussed. And I played these because I wanted you to understand this is starting to come out. This is how it works. Now, what I want you to really concentrate on is there had been no leaks. That was the cool thing. That's when you know the swamp is not involved. And now we're getting the leaks that no longer fit the narrative of the left. It's because it's not going to be leaked. We are days away now. I mean, the information is leaking out, but I'm saying it's not being leaked in the previous way, where all throughout the investigation we get these little mini leaks, and then finally because the Democrats are playing cover their butts. The Democrats don't have time to play cover their butts because now it's ready to happen. The leaks are, okay, here it comes. So according to DeGeneva, people are pleading guilty. Well, let's kind of walk it through. Let's ask ourselves, what would be happening here? Because in the previous clip we played from the other day, guy listed Loretta Lynch. He listed Jim Comey. He listed Brennan, Clapper, the whole Susan Rice. I don't even remember all the names, but you know them, Strzok, Page, etc. Andy McCabe. Essentially, most of the leadership of Obama's Department of Justice, NSA, CIA, DNI, etc. Attorney General, AG, since I'm sticking with initials. But yeah, so all these people are now in the ringer and in trouble. You've been waiting for it. I told you. I said, look, justice moves slow, but this is actually moving faster than anybody would have thought. In fact, it's the fact that it's moving at all is pretty impressive because it wasn't supposed to happen. So now the Democrats have to go into spin mode. They got to spin it. And here's Adam Schiff trying to spin this.
Yeah, Adam Schiff did a podcast on crooked media with John Lovett. And in this, he talked about the Durham investigation. Here's what Adam Schiff had to say.
One of the concerns I have with Bill Barr is that the worst is yet to come. I mean, he's got a terrible, destructive track record as it is, and it may get worse in the coming days. But what we have seen largely is Barr's intervention to protect the president, Barr's misrepresentation of Mueller's work, Barr's intervention in cases to help Trump cronies like Stone and Flynn and others. What we have not yet had full visibility on is not Barr's use of the shield to protect corruption writ large of his boss, Donald Trump, but the sword. How he may be using the power of the Justice Department through Durham or others to go after the president's enemies. And in many respects, that is a far greater, more serious abuse of the power of the Justice Department than his use of the shield.
So it seems as if they're getting their talking points in order that, of course, discredit William Barr before the report from John Durham comes out. Is that where they're going to go with this?
Absolutely. They have been doing this from the very first time that Bill Barr, during his confirmation hearing, said that spying had gone on against the Trump campaign. Now, this is a design strategy to delegitimize the Attorney General of the United States and any of his work product. And with the complicity of the mainstream media and the lying to the American people about what Bill Barr has done and is doing, these things can, in fact, accomplish their goal, which is to create public distrust of any final product, dirty up jury pools so that people come in prejudiced against the Justice Department or the case and in favor of the conspirators. This is not surprising. This is classic Marxist ideology, classic Marxist strategy. What you watched and listened to in that piece with Schiff was Orwell's 1984. This is doublespeak. And what it is designed to create a knowingly false narrative so as to disrupt public discourse and public faith in institutions.
So it's not a whole lot for me to add to that because I completely agree. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I love how Adam Schiff, boy, they don't even know how much they tip their hand. The worst is yet to come. He's saying in the days going forward, what Schiff is preparing everybody for on his side of the aisle, he's saying, look, guys, it's about to get bad for us. So let me go ahead and set the stage. Barr is gone from protecting the president, misrepresenting Mueller's work, which was obviously, we know what the outcome of that was, intervention in cases of Flynn and others. He's talking about people who were unlawfully, convicted. And he says, but we don't have the full visibility. They're no longer going to use the shield. They're going to use the sword, and that scares them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
One of the concerns I have with Bulbar is that the worst is yet to come. I mean, he's got a terrible destructive track record as it is, and it may get worse in the coming days. But what we have seen largely is Barr's intervention to protect the president, Barr's misrepresentation of Mueller's work, Barr's intervention in cases to help Trump cronies like Stone and Flynn and others. What we have not yet had full visibility on is not Barr's use of the shield to protect corruption writ large of his boss, Donald Trump, but the sword, how he may be using the power of the Justice Department through Durham or others to go after the president's enemies. And in many respects, that is a far greater, more serious abuse of the power of the Justice Department than his use of the shield.
Adam Schiff, Running Scared, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to this. KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. The worst is yet to come. The worst is yet to come, but they won't be fine. No, they won't be fine. Democrats know what's coming. The hammer of Thor is about to fall on them. Now, there's all kinds of rumors. A bunch of low-level people are going to get prosecuted. I don't believe them. I believe we're getting the right skinny. I played clip after clip for the past few days of guys going, here are the indictments, construction of justice, conspiracy, lying, perjury, all kinds of stuff. These are not small things. Donald Trump promised that we would drain the swamp, and he's draining the swamp. And you better know, Democrats are on notice. Nervous, nervous, nervous. If I had time, I'd love to be able to do all these projects. I would just monitor Comey, John Brennan's, Clapper's, tech, their Twitter accounts, all their tech. I'd monitor them. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, all the people that are likely to be indicted, watch their Twitter accounts. I could do a show on just telling you, here's what Comey didn't tweet. Here's what he tweeted. All this stuff that's floating around. The only spokesperson we got that I've heard so far is Schiff. Let me tell you what's happening. Democrats getting talking points in order. Barr is a bad guy. The problem is this. They picked on the wrong dude. So glad you guys are here. See, here's the way I look at this. They told us that Robert Mueller was the straightest arrow in D.C. Before they told us Robert Mueller was, they told us James Comey was the straightest arrow in D.C. Couldn't make a better pick for FBI director, yada, yada, yada. Lie. Then they told us Mueller was. Lie. Well, you know who is the straightest arrow in D.C.? A.G. Barr. This is a guy that says, I got no dog in the fight. This is about America, and I'm going to protect it. And he came out right away and he goes, this is nonsense. This stuff that they did, this is tantamount. No president should go through this. And everything, all the evidence I'm seeing points to this being a bad deal. And then he took out John Huber, a complete plant by the Obama administration. Obama picked this guy. They put him in charge. He slow walks Hillary Clinton stuff. You know what Barr does? He fires Huber, and he replaces him with Durham. And that was the beginning of the end for the Democrats. Suddenly, you know, they got to go on lockdown, get the talking points in order. Everything shifted. A.G. Barr, he's a terrible guy. How A.G. Barr? Nobody complained about Barr when he was in the Bush administration. There's no love lost for the Bush people, for Trump. Trump says, yeah, put him in. You know what? I believe there are people who are legitimately going to want to solve this crime, this coup against the president. Geneva is the only people calling it what it is. It is an attempted coup. And when I say only people, I'm talking about former, you know, prosecutors, you know, over districts in terms of the FBI and other agencies. And he's saying, I know exactly what this is. And so does A.G. Barr. And if Adam Schiff thinks that he's going to chase Barr off, like to intimidate him, Barr, I'm gonna ease your mind, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Barr is chuckling at Schiff. He's going, you know what? Those tactics might work on lesser people, but I am a straight-laced guy. I have nothing to hide. You're not going to create anything on me, and you're not going to find anything on me because I am one of the most straight people in D.C. And you know what I found out, Adam Schiff? You guys are liars. What Schiff is showing you is the fear that the Democrats have. And I already talked about policing and how the shift is going back where people are going, we want more policing, we want less defund the police. This is that at the higher level. What we're witnessing, and DeGeneva said it, getting back to a single-tier justice system. What you're watching is America shifting back. Oh, I told you it had to get worse before it got better. And that's exactly what's happening. And that's the same thing whether you've applied to the Chinese Wu flu pandemic, whether you apply to the economy, the let it get as bad as you want it to get. And what happened when that stock market went down to 19,000, everybody's panicking, and then it started getting better and better. Everybody wanted to try to panic. Let's get the mask. Wu flu is going to kill us all. People dropping in the streets. And you know what happened? None of it's occurring. So when this thing dies, all the other stuff is going to die. You ever seen these Middle Earth with all these different shows where they got to go plant the jewel in the eye of the esophagus or whatever, you know, whatever it may be. And then suddenly the earth just opens up and the sky's clear and it's no longer dark in the dark regions of the Netherlands. That's exactly what's about to happen. It is life imitating art. Donald Trump is about to put the jewel in the eye of the jaguar, and it's going to just spread sunshine all over the world. And guess what? It's got Democrats panicked, and rightfully so. Adam Schiff says, they were just trying to protect the president. And you know what Barr's saying? No, we're not. We're trying to protect the truth. We're trying to stop people who, and look, at this stage of the game, there's no middle of the road. You're either a brain-dead, moronic, leftist Democrat, and you're going to try to spin the truth. And I can't wait to see him try to get that fat genie back in the bottle, because he ain't getting back in there. Or you're somebody who goes, look, I can connect the dots on this. I don't need any more evidence. We've got people that went to prison for doing nothing. I want you to just think about Flynn and Roger Stone. Go look at their cases and tell me these people should be in prison. Flynn going, no, I don't know. I didn't have a meeting. Maybe I did. I don't know. Holy crap, who wouldn't be in prison if you had to think back and go, did I have a meeting, or can I even tell you this, what I did, because I'm not sure about the legalities of my position yet. Oh, no, it's okay. Here's the FBI. It's okay. You can talk to us. We're not investigating anything. They set him up, and then they go, oh, yeah, well, you said this, and he was like, yeah, I was trying to figure out what I can actually say to you, because I've got a pretty powerful position here. Are you cleared for this? Set him up. Roger Stone? Really? I mean, look, I met Roger Stone. This is a dude, and I don't know if I should say it, but Roger Stone is broke. There's no reason to go after Roger Stone. He was a campaign operative that did so little that it's ridiculous. There's no reason to go after Stone except to make a point. And that's what the Democrats did. So you got all this stuff. You got people that went to prison for doing nothing. And yet then you got Strzok lying, talking about the insurance policy, Strzok and Page, Andrew McCabe, admitted liar, admitted. I mean, it's not even speculation on him. Comey, at least three times this man lied to Congress, at least. And I could go on. Every one of them, there's no question of their guilt. And not a single one of them in prison. Not a single one. Not even close to going to jail. Hillary Clinton? Do we need to go back that far? And all of her staff with Huma Abedin and her attorney, chick, the black lady, whatever? Or do we really need to go there? These are people that should be in prison. And they are walking around free. And there are people that have barely an association with Donald Trump. Manafort was his campaign manager for a minute. He's in jail. Papadopoulos, low-level operative, he went to jail. Even though it was a little while. But it's crazy. Well, all these people walking free. But I told you, you can't keep the lid on this. How do you think you're going to keep the lid on something that is so big, involves so many people? And now what's happening? People are pleading guilty. That's what they say. Caught up. Low-level people going, I'm not going to jail for these clowns. I was told to do stuff. I'm not going to jail for them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.